Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We stayed pretty disciplined with our systems throughout the whole game. You can really see the difference in the second period when we let off the gas a little bit, give them a little more time and space. And there's about a 5-10 minute stretch. You know, we weren't playing that same way, and then we found it, and good things happened again. So that's a good style we're looking for.
Sam Reinhart on his Zoom call after the win over the Flyers last night. Oh, we got Ralph? Okay. Okay, I'll tell you what. We will go to the Wester hotline. And we're going to have Ralph Krueger with us, Sabres head coach, who's going to be with us every Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock throughout the course of the season. And his segment on WGR is brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney, by Firth Jewelers, for all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth, and by Equitable Advisors, take the next step for your financial future today. Ralph, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome back. Nice to have you back for another season.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, no, it's good. Definitely good to be back, and nice to have the guys back after last night, especially. Our season is officially rolling.
And a nice debut show in terms of the morning after a game like last night. A really good game for your team from start to finish. From your vantage point behind the bench, what stood out to you from the effort you saw last night?
Well, we really liked the development already in game two against Washington, but our offense went dry and we weren't able to use the chances that were there. And we were pleased as a coaching staff that the group continued and persevered through that emotional stretch last couple of days of not getting that win, and really reacted and stayed with the game plan right through 60 minutes, which is really tough at this time of year after the long break. But, you know, we were just pleased with the consistency of our performance, and that the offense ignited and was able to show what we have in us. We know we're stronger offensively, but you got to prove it every night in this division, and we did it last night.
You know, I know you know, you've talked about wanting to get multiple scoring lines. You don't want to be a one-line team, but I wanted to ask you about reuniting Reinhart with Eichel and now having Hall on that line, and just how special you think that that trio could be this season.
Yeah, I mean, watching how Taylor has bought into what we're doing here and his natural synergy with Jack, it was something we wanted to try, and we did in the middle of the second game already. And you can just see the three of them are such smart, skilled, talented players, and it'll be difficult to slow them down. And Victor Olofsson would do very well there too. We've got other players that could run through there, but you know, at the moment, Sam, Taylor, and Jack, that works for us. And how exciting is that for our fans to see them in action? It was really, really entertaining to watch that last night.
Ralph, you mentioned the season is rolling. I'd imagine the season, you know, sports leagues and teams are battling different challenges. You know, routines are thrown off, whether it's training camp or preseason. So what kind of challenge was it to get rolling so quickly without a preseason or any sort of ramping up process?
Well, we had an extremely intensive 14-day training camp where so many details were exchanged with the players, and the work ethic and the focus at our meetings on the ice and practices off ice, the training that they did all through the break to get them here to the kickoff was outstanding. We've been so pleased with the dynamics, you know, the leadership that we've added in the lineup with players like Staal, Eakin, Irwin, Reeder, all extremely, you know, with Taylor Hall, of course, extremely good people who match their words on the ice. And we know we have something good going on here, but our division is ruthless. The game tonight will be that much more difficult because of the win yesterday. But the reason it was challenging was we had no exhibition games that you've already mentioned. Without those games, you didn't really get a trial or a dress rehearsal. But after the two Washington games, we seem to have found our game. And now it's all about trying to find that consistency and solidifying the game and confirming it tonight.
Hey, Ralph, with Taylor Hall, Jeremy and I were talking about this earlier. He gets three assists last night. There were some really sweet passes from him, and you would know this since you would have coached him in Edmonton. But I didn't realize that he was such a good passer. You know, among the strengths in his overall game, where's that?
Yeah, he's a world-class passer. That's something that everybody would think of him only as a scorer. But just like Jack Eichel, they're capable, both of them, of threading needles in a way that is hard to understand. Yesterday, there was a few passes going through bodies and sticks that very few players could make. And you know, that uncertainty of is he going to shoot or is he going to pass on both their sticks makes it difficult to defend against. You know, it's like Josh Allen trying to figure him out, whether he's going to run or he's going to pass. It's a similar situation with Jack and Taylor.
And Reinhart, too, right? I really think you look at that whole line, you talk about pick your poison. All three guys are very good at passing, and yet all three guys are equally adept at finishing.
Yes, that's, you know, Sam is just such a smart player. He's come in here at the highest possible level of fitness, and I have to say that sometimes he gets lost in the shuffle, but he's definitely an elite player and gives the line also a defensive component that it will need, because they play against the best players of the other team when we're on the road all the time. You have to understand the push that's given against them is the highest possible, always the best defenders, and Sam helps a lot in breaking them down.
Dylan Cousins, first three games, what have you seen so far from him?
So Dylan is just somebody who we as an organization, our fan base, needs to really look forward to watching play. He's just got a very complete package. He's got an amazing foot speed to him and an amazing ability to get himself positioned properly on both sides of the puck, which is not something you expect of somebody who's so young. But you can see he was with us 18 months ago, and he has taken the time and really learned to develop and grow, and his game is much more mature than it was. He's got great wheels on him, and we're just excited to work with him every day. He's such an open-minded young man, and really fits into the group culturally too. So lots of good things about Dylan, and I'm sure the fans are enjoying watching him finally in action live in our lineup.
They pointed out on the telecast last night, Ralph, that, you know, I guess where he's in, his locker is between Staal and Eichel. I know Dylan's talked about how, you know, and Staal's talked about helping out the young kid. What do you think, you know, having him around those two guys and being able to pick their brains and all that stuff, how much can that benefit a young player like Dylan Cousins?
Well, it's outstanding. I mean, they've gone through it from A to Z, and how so much of this league is about what happens in your mind, and his mind is getting formed in the right way. And when you look at what Jack and Eric have done and are capable of doing, so yeah, even Taylor Hall will come over to him. Sam Reinhart, we have a lot of good leaders that will rub shoulders, but sitting between those guys, those are some extra times where you get to chat. A little bit more difficult now with the face mask on, but they'll get their time. But Dylan's been a real treat to be coaching.
Is there anything, by the way, you can tell us or add to what's going on with Linus Ullmark and his status for tonight?
that's Linus's call. It's a personal issue that that you know he'll speak about in good time, and we're going to make that decision actually around noon today. And no update on that right now, guys.
So at this point, you wouldn't even know, not necessarily what's going on, but whether or not he would be available to play tonight.
Correct.
Okay. The philosophy on what you do with your goalies, how are you handling that? I mean, normally you could go into a season, you could even set up a goalie schedule and have a rotation in plan and all that. Now with all of the back-to-back games, how is that affecting what your approach is to when to play what goalie?
Well, to tell you the truth, that question needs to go in all positions because we have a taxi squad that can be immediately injected in the game. We will just go day-to-day. We wake up every morning and look at our roster, and we will do what we think is best for the game we have on that given day, whether it's a goal on defense or up front. And we have a lot of bodies here, and we need that to work for us. If we can feel fatigue in somebody and or somebody slipping a little bit, we've got other people here fit and healthy and ready to go. So the same will be for goal. We even on this back-to-back, we had no plan going into it to split or to run one goalie. We want to play the game. Look at it in the evenings, and then the next morning we make our decision and call.
Hey, I'm curious. This is your first road trip of the season with the protocols. What is traveling like, being on the road? I think I understand that everybody's either at the rink or they're in the hotel, and that's it. What's it been like?
Yeah, well, Jeremy Howard, we're allowed to actually get out on the go for walks if we'd like to. So that's not a bad thing. we can get out, and we're just not allowed. You know, we stay out of all commercial buildings, of course. And mostly, we are in the hotel and we're in the arena. But the hotel is completely empty, I'll tell you. And they've been treating us very well. Everything is extremely strict in its protocols. We're eating mostly in our rooms, but you know what? The games come fast at you, and everybody's got their routine, and the guys have been terrific. There's not one single complaint here in our group. Everybody's just focusing on what we can control and trying to make the best of that, and it is with the world. When we look at the world today, we're in a good place, and we're you know, there's people in a lot more complicated situations than us, so we have absolutely nothing to complain about. We're back playing the game we love, and in front of our fans, that we wish they were live, but they are watching us on TV, and we're going to try and build a memorable season here.
Hey, I got a Bills question for you before you go, but I'm curious. With the hotel, is it empty because nobody's traveling, or is it empty because the NHL has designated or has exclusive use of one hotel in each city just for them?
No, the hotel. So in each city that we're going to, we go to the same hotels with the other teams, but there are no travelers.
Huh.
That's what the people here said. The downtown of Philadelphia is completely barren.
Hmm.
We have no traffic going to the rink. It is a little bit eerie right now here, but we're going to concentrate on making tonight a memorable game again.
Final thing for you, Ralph. Everybody's talking about the Bills. I saw you had some comments about in your neighborhood in Elmwood Village the other night. You were hearing horns being honking and fireworks and everything. What are your thoughts about the Bills? What's going on with the Bills right now?
Well, it's just a fantastic journey for everybody, and all the Bills fans, ownership, the players are so deserving in what's going on, and we can only cheer for them and wish them further success, one step away from a Super Bowl. How amazing is that, just to be in this position? And you can feel the honest, friendly, positive heartbeat of the Buffalo fan base in sports, and you know, we're feeding off that too here in the world of the Sabres, and you know, we can just feel how much it means to everybody, and I get goosebumps just talking about what I watched on, you know, downtown Buffalo the other night. And I wish them all the best, that they keep it rolling. They're having a lot of fun, and I think that's the key.
All right, we're going to...
They're spreading the fun, yeah.
Sorry, I was going to say, well, let you get back to work. Yeah. I forgot. Darlene, is he okay? Is he was he hurt last night?
He'll be fine.
Okay.
He'll be fine, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ralph. Good luck tonight.
Thanks. And all the best for our fans. Enjoy the game tonight.
We will. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care. Okay, right. Bye-bye.
Ralph Krueger with us on the Western Hotline from Philadelphia. His segment on WGR brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney, by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth, and by Equitable Advisors, take the next step for your financial future today. 7 o'clock game tonight in Philly is the little mini series. They're not all back-to-backs. Like the Sabres will play Friday and Sunday in Washington, but it seems like, right, in large part, you're having these little two-game back-to-back miniseries. So 7 o'clock tonight in Philly. We'll have it on WGR course beginning at 6 with the pregame show. Okay.
It's Tuesday.
It's Belgium.
We're getting there.
Yep.
You know, these Sabres games, Fast and Furious is going to get us to Sunday pretty quickly. That's nice, you know.
Sunday. It's a good thing they moved the game, but I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm probably not going to see a second of the Sabres Capitals game since.
You've got to scout the NFC, of course.
I have to kind of, you know, right. Well, I've got to do some post game work. Hopefully, it's for the win, and then you get to watch and root for Green Bay to beat Tampa Bay Sunday night because I have no desire to see Tom Brady.
After tonight's game, the Sabres have 2 days off, which is their longest days off until after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Just to give you an idea. They're off on the 9th and 10th. You know, the days off are few and far between in this kind of schedule. And, I mean, how do you like it? Do you like the back-to-back Flyers, back-to-back Bruins, back-to-back Islanders?
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's kind of cool. Almost, I was going to say it's a playoff feel, but you don't play back-to-back. But, yeah, I like the idea of the miniseries is kind of neat. I know I haven't read the full column yet, but Pierre LeBrun had a piece up about he's enjoying the miniseries format. Is it possible they could do something like this going forward? And I don't know that they would. But I like back-to-back. I like the idea of being in the same city, playing the same team two nights in a row. Win or lose the first night, quite honestly, Jeremy. I think it is pretty cool. It's something different. I think it's a good look so far. My biggest concern, like I said, for this season was just the division they're in. It's so tough. I mean, you're opening up the season with your first six games against the Capitals and the Flyers. Like, there's no Ottawa in there. There's no Detroit. There's no game that you'd look at and go, okay, this one is a little bit of a break. Like, it could be a real grind in this division playing all these teams eight times each. But they played really well last night. So, hey,
they did. And maybe Washington is just, you know, like a super team, and that's why they look so bad in the opener.
Yeah.
But
maybe.
Last night was really encouraging. There's a lot of encouraging signs.
Hey, before we get to break, I wanted to mention this really cool thing. I think everybody's probably aware already what's going on with Bills Mafia and the donations to the charity that Lamar Jackson works with. It's called Blessings in a Backpack, and it provides food for on the weekends for elementary school children who might otherwise not have food on the weekends. So, you know, someone's got it out there, I guess, on Reddit the other day, and it kind of ran from there. The Bills Mafia donations, as of, I think, last night, had now topped $400,000. Over 13,000 donations from Bills fans. Some are donating, you know, what, Lamar Jackson's number is 8, right? Some are donating 8. Some are donating $17 for Josh Allen. No matter what, Bills fans are donating. We're not surprised to hear this. You know, Andy Dalton, Tyler Boyd, Josh Allen's grandmother. So anyway, it's over $400,000. Lamar Jackson did tweet out yesterday, quote, "Appreciate that, Bills Mafia. Means a lot, not to only me, but those kids as well." And Ravens fans, apparently, are now donating to Oshai Children's Hospital and the Patricia Allen Fund that was set up to honor the memory of Josh Allen's grandmother, which I think is over $1 million now, has gone into that fund, into that charity, I should say. So that's pretty cool. Congratulations to Bills Mafia. Nothing surprises me when it comes to Bills Mafia donating and helping people. And really awesome that the Ravens are now turning around and their fans are donating to Oshai for Josh's
grandmother. Don't forget Josh Norman's.
Oh, yeah. They're like at $500,000, I think, approaching half for the small businesses, which is
businesses that do a couple things. They also do focusing on the future, youth, challenging youth to participate and excel in areas to help develop strong interpersonal skills and awareness of the world around them. It is stars24.org, stars with a Z, stars24.org. If you'd like to chip in on Josh Norman, but who, by the way, he showed up in day one. Yeah. Was active in
involved.
This community.
Absolutely.
He's been a real asset to this community. So good for him and good for those, you know, donating all over the board.
Yes.
We have you picking the Bills when we get back.
What? Who? What?
Yeah, you got to pick the Bills. And I got to make a small tweak that people are going to be into, but you're going to be upset about. So I hope you're
Imagine that. Are we picking 2021 already?
Not exactly. Not exactly.
Okay. I'm sticking around, I guess. 803-0550 to join us. What has the Bills season meant to you so far? You can share your thoughts on that and however you want to join us. Getting some good tweets in that. Would love to get your phone calls too. Grab a line and we'll talk this morning on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Coach Spags does a great job of deploying them. They run a lot of different schemes, coverages. Jones is an issue. Clark's an issue. Honey Badger, you never know. You know, the play he made yesterday, Baker looked one way. He kind of came off his guy. He stepped in front of him. He's always been a dynamic player, a blitzer, a cover player. They got long corners that can run and play man-to-man, and they mix in zone. They pressure a lot. There's a lot to prepare for this team. You know, that's where we need to be at.
And it's Brian Daboll from his Zoom call yesterday. And before we pick the Bills, I just have to do a quick shout-out. My brother Steve is listening on the app in Chicago. Hi, Steve. Safe travels. Okay. Now we can get to work.
Bashaud Breeland also picked up a concussion in that game, by the way.
And yeah, so he's in the protocol, too. So we'll monitor that as well. The first injury reports for both teams don't come out until tomorrow. That is the first practice of the week for both squads, so we'll see about that, too. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so it's time for you to pick the Bills. Now, I was thinking about this because each week it gets shorter and shorter. You know, the start of the season, pick the Bills is a blast because you've got 16 games to pick.
Yeah, blast.
You know, we run through the whole schedule. And as it gets later on in the season, you know, the segment gets shorter and shorter. Here we are in the playoffs. There's a maximum of two games left. And these games, I mean, they deserve a lot of attention more than just, you know, like Bills, Chiefs. Well, let's just hit the open and let's just roll with it because I had an idea of how we should tackle this.
A tradition unlike any other.
Yes, I'm picking the Bills to win the Super Bowl again.
Wow. An unwavering pick.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
You've never, ever before taken the Super Bowl away from them. So, with that in mind, let's go. Bills, Ravens.
I think this will be a very close game. I think you're on the edge of your seat at the end of the game, but I think the Bills will prevail.
Guns it into the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted by Taron Johnson, and he brings it out, and he's still on the run. He may go all the way. Gets a block at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Taron Johnson goes 102 yards.
I hope it's not the last edition of Howard Picks the Bills.
I hope it is. I can't handle this stress. I know it means they lose. No, you know what I meant. I'm just, you know, not a big fan of it.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
We should have recorded you saying, I think it's going to be a close game. I've seen a pick six at 101 yards.
Oh, yeah, right. Can you post edit?
Just seamlessly put it in there.
You know, guys,
like, wow, Howard saw that
for
coming.
For some reason, I've had Taron Johnson in my head all week. I don't know why. I'm not sure what will happen, but I think, yeah, let's post edit this stuff so it sounds like I know what I'm actually talking about.
So, all right. The small tweak to pick the Bills that I will submit to you is simply this. Here we go. AFC Championship game. Mahomes is playing. I think we've got every reason to expect that he's going to play, right? Concussion protocol for him, it doesn't really mean much other than it's like an injury designation. He can run through it all. He can go through practice. He can practice every day. He can practice fully. So in order to extend this segment a little bit and have a little bit more fun, let's start with Chiefs-Bills first quarter. What do you think?
Oh, I'm supposed to pick each quarter? You're killing me. Hang on. I just want to...
Maybe give us some more
details. I got to send an email to our boss real quick. Dear Alan, regarding 2 weeks' notice. Okay, hold on 1 second. Send.
I'm just trying to, you know, flesh it out a little bit more. All right. Bills-Chiefs, what do you think?
So, you know, it's funny. Maybe for 9 o'clock we can go back to that. I was looking at the game... The first matchup with them yesterday, I went back into the game book and my notes and reading recaps and all that stuff. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't think Kansas City has the ball for 37 minutes and 45 seconds in this game.
Yeah.
Crazy things in that game going on that night.
There really were. I mean, it was the Bills Josh Allen passed for 122 yards.
It was his season low, not surprisingly, for yards and completion percentage. Let's see what else. Diggs, not coincidentally, his second lowest number of the season. They had the ball for 6.5 minutes in the second half. Did you remember that?
Yeah.
We knew that Kansas City always had the ball, but if you broke it down in the second half, the Bills' offense was on the field for 6 minutes and 33 seconds in the final 30 minutes of the game. You know, that's not happening again. No Milano, no Knox, no Feliciano, no Levi Wallace. Browns hobbled. There was a lot of crap going on in that game that night.
If you were to swap the Bills and the Chiefs,
yeah,
records, uniforms, point differential, the Bills, the team that the Bills are, which would then be the Chiefs, I'm going to make my brain freeze, would be favored in this game. The Chiefs are favored on reputation, and here's an example of that. Matthew Fairburn of The Athletic had a good stat on this,
yeah,
that since that Bills-Chiefs game in Week 6, the Bills lead the NFL in point differential.
Oh, yeah.
And their point differential in that span is a full touchdown per game better than the Chiefs.
Well, the Chiefs haven't won a game by more than one score since, I believe, November 1st.
Yeah, and that's not to say that there's some
they're winning.
Phony. They're winning.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
good,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just that I think there's a lot of, obviously, trust and reputation here.
Yeah.
That they won it last year. They're at home. They can flip a switch. They sure looked like they were flipping a switch against the Browns before Mahomes got hurt.
Yeah, see, that's why you almost – I mean, I don't want anybody getting hurt anyway, but he almost would have – like how much that was Mahomes gets hurt and leaves in the third quarter, because the narrative of the Chiefs has been they're winning. They're not blowing teams out. Like, they're not winning by 14 and 17 and 24. They're winning by 3, by 7, by 6. Because the way that game started, Jeremy, those first two drives for Kansas City sure looked like
easy.
They could score at will on Cleveland, and they were going to get 50. And then what happened? They start having some issues. They miss a field goal. They have some red zone problems. And all of a sudden, you know, I know Henny comes in, so the 22 has an asterisk on it. But basically, teams are hanging around the Chiefs. They can't put anybody away.
Well, the game that they lost, they have one loss this year.
Yeah,
they were
Raiders.
Up big.
Yeah.
They were up big on the Raiders.
Yeah, and the Raiders had a monster second half in that game.
That's right. They did not put them away.
Right. And that, again, so they're, again, they're winning. I'm not trying to tell you that they're not a good 14-2 or 15-2 team.
No.
But they're scoring. They're winning. They're just not able to put games away, right? We were having this discussion about the Bills earlier in the season.
I wouldn't say they're not able to. It's a very small difference that they haven't.
Yes.
Now,
it is within their ability to do it. They're just not doing it.
And here, to me, is what's different. I think both of these teams will approach this game with the mindset of, you have to put this team away.
Yeah.
You know, you can't let them stay in it. You're playing the Raiders in week four. I'm not sure that the Chiefs are all that concerned about the Raiders coming back. It's week four. It's the Raiders.
Yep.
You know, if you're Andy Reid coaching this week and you're 14-0 with the ball on a 4th-and-2, you might say, we've got to keep going.
Yeah, I think both coaches would.
Yes, exactly. We've got to keep going.
Sorry, yeah.
You're going to get a lot of tweets of, you don't beat the blank
with field goals. Yep. No, I agree. Look, we've said that about other teams facing the Bills. We have said, I don't know what game it was, but one of the games in December, I'm like, go ahead, kick a field goal when you're down in the red zone. You're not winning this game with field goals. It's the Bills. And I think both coaches, look, McDermott's from the Andy Reid tree. I think both coaches are going to be aggressive. Both coaches would go on 4th down. Both coaches are going to be going for touchdowns and not field goals. I absolutely would agree to that mindset. I lost track. Did I pick the game yet? Or am I going back to the first quarter?
Like to say, I am eagerly awaiting your pick from the recklessly optimistic bunker. Optimism bunker?
You know.
Bills Chiefs.
I am fascinated by what the plan will be and the approach the Bills are going to take in this game. There's no way the Bills' offense can be as ineffective as it was in the first game. No way. And again, I don't think they'll be on the field for 22 minutes plus. I thought Sean McDermott had an interesting comment about that game. Maybe it was even, I don't know if it was this week or after the game. Anyway, it wasn't necessarily that the game plan was wrong. They had to get back to their technique, stop the run, do a better job of getting off the field. So it almost sounded like they're going to do it again. Why would we want to let them beat us over the top? They're still going to want to do that. They'll keep their safeties back. They don't want explosive plays. And they're going to do everything in their power and figure, you know what, we just had gap issues or whatever the problem was, or our defense playing better. I think they're going to do a similar game plan. I think they'll do a better job of getting Kansas City off the field. There's no way the Bills' offense will be held down like the Chiefs did that first matchup. I think the passing game will be back. It'll have a big game. They'll put up points. The Bills' defense will get a couple of key stops somewhere. The Bills win this game. I'm going 34-31.
Okay. Beat the Chiefs. Meanwhile, there's a comment from Leslie Frazier this week, or maybe it wasn't Leslie Frazier, it was a defensive player. Somebody said it, and I thought, either Leslie Frazier said it and I saw that, or a defensive player saw it and I thought, ooh, Leslie Frazier's probably banging that home in meetings. Mahomes will give you a couple chances to pick him off a game.
Yeah, and you got to make the play on him. Right.
Interceptable passes.
Yeah, I think it was Frazier. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. He will give you a chance or two, and he's the best, but you're still going to get your hands on a ball or two, and if you can make that play, obviously, I mean, that's going to be very big. So the Bills are preaching, we're going to get a look at this. We're going to get one or two,
and you got to
make that play.
You have Milano. You know, that's really important.
Unbeaten with
he
Milano
doesn't play in that game. And remember, so you get Milano back. He can hopefully help cover Kelsey. Although Kelsey didn't have a lot of yards in that game, but he had 2 touchdown catches. Hill was a complete non-factor. We'll do this at 9. I don't want to get into all the numbers. But you get Milano back, and he can help out for sure. Because remember, what else was going on in that game? Not only did you not have Milano, they had to play A.J. Klein. This was the pre-A.J. Klein. This was when he was still missing tackles and out of position. This was when he wasn't playing well, and we were all yelling at the TV, why is he on the field? And then, of course, A.J. Klein became a much better football player. So there was a lot of stuff going on. Edmonds wasn't getting off blocks. He wasn't effective at all. He's still coming back from the injury. He wasn't 100%. Anyway, it'll be a different outcome this time.
Okay, so Bills to the Super Bowl to play the winner of Packers-Bucks. Quick thing on the NFC.
Yeah.
I saw this from football perspective, and this is right up my alley. I always want to know stuff like this. So you've heard of the old adage, well, it's hard to beat a team 3 times, right?
Yeah.
Because the Saints were trying to beat the Bucks 3 times. And is it hard to beat a team 3 times? Well, football perspective has the stats on this. Actually, if you've beaten them the first 2 times, going into that game, teams that were 2-0 were 12-5 against the team that they have beaten twice.
Well,
it's hard to beat a team 3 times because, one, it's hard to play a team 3 times. 2, if you're playing a team 3 times, you're both playoff teams.
Right.
Like, of course it's hard to beat a team 3 times. And even in that scenario, teams that had gone 2-0 had a 2-1 winning rate over that team. But the Bucks get the win. Yeah. They go to the NFC Championship game. So there you go. Next time you hear somebody say it's hard to beat a team three times,
yeah,
not so if you've gone 2-0 to start. Although the Saints did lose. Okay, so I think we go Packers here, Brayton. We're picking. I want to pick the Packers to win this game.
I want to pick the Packers. Yes.
Okay. Should we do the Brady thing just for the entertainment value, so we can say Howard picked the Bills to beat Tom Brady? You know what? Let's do it.
I hate you both.
All right. So
let's do it.
The Bucks win.
I really hate you both.
Bucks.
Let me just get
all right.
Let me get my will out here, and
hold on.
We're just going to rip you guys right out of the will. Hold on.
Post-game interview.
There
Aaron
you go.
Andrews is asking Tom Brady about living in Florida, and like your blood is thinned out a little bit. Now you're going back up into the cold environment.
Yeah.
You know, what's that going to be like for you? And he certainly played plenty of games in those kind of environments. So
he did, yeah.
He knows a little bit what it's about.
So you guys are picking the Bucks, you two pieces of garbage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
let's
we're picking
do it.
The Bucks. Also, one thing I wanted to mention that I forgot to in that first matchup. Have you seen the spread if Mahomes plays versus the spread if Mahomes doesn't play?
No. Is it?
They're
7 points. Flip it.
It's a 7
so
point
the
swing.
Bills would be favored then?
Yes.
Really?
7 point swing
wow.
on Mahomes
oh
if
goodness.
He were to not play.
Wow.
Yeah. Quarterbacks will swing a point spread. No, almost nothing else.
Sure. I mean, imagine if Allen wasn't playing in this game.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness. Let's not
okay.
even imagine that, by the way.
Super Bowl 55 against Tampa. Road game for the Bills. Uh-oh. Actually, they're good on the road. Who cares? And it's a
they're very good on the road this year, right?
They
weren't they? Were they 7-1, 6-7?
They lost in
Tennessee
and in Arizona,
6-2 on yeah. the road. Soon to be 7-2.
Soon to be 7-2, if they win in Kansas City, right?
You know,
Super Bowl 55. Time to exercise the demons. Bills, Bucks.
Did you guys do this on purpose? Just to get people to hate me if I didn't pick the Bills to win this game?
You know, you could really play a little bit of a card here. If you were to somehow pick the Bucks to win this, you probably shouldn't come in the rest of the week.
Ooh.
Right?
Are you allowing me to take the rest of the week off?
I'm just saying,
I might want to change addresses and leave town.
Delete your Twitter account.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go into
yeah.
hiding.
I'm talking witness protection at this point, right?
It would be bad if you were to do this. So choose wisely.
You know, look, that'd be a great game. It really would. I look, either way, Green Bay or Tampa, obviously you're not getting a slouch team. But Brady's had a phenomenal year. They've got multiple weapons, you know, in terms of their passing game. I'd be much more concerned about the matchup in terms of the Bills' defense against the other team's offense playing Tampa. I know, you know, Davante Adams, my guess is the Bills would focus on him. With Tampa, Evans and Brown and Godwin, and I don't even know if Scotty Miller's playing these days.
Brown got hurt last game, didn't play the entire second half.
Okay, so, but they got
much.
The kid, the, is it Scotty Miller, the kid
yeah.
from Bowling
yeah.
Green? He's really good, too. That's a really tough matchup. But, hey, man, it's our year. Team of destiny. Doesn't matter. They'll beat Brady, and they'll exercise your demons if you're all into that stuff. Mm. They're just they're an unstoppable force right now.
While we're at it.
Kyle Brandt says this a lot better than I do and much more inspirational, but no, I'll take the Bills.
I would say.
What? And then Brady retires because he lost to the Bills in the Super Bowl.
Here's my take on it. Root for the Packers.
Oh, my God, with all every fiber in my body, I'm rooting
I don't
for the
say
Packers.
That because of Brady.
I do.
I don't say that because of Brady. If you let's pretend it's any other quarterback.
Yeah.
The Bucs have a top five defense. And
yeah,
the
they're
Packers
good.
Is not close.
Correct, right. They're they're overall a better team, I believe.
Right. They're a better team. The Bucs are the only team that have top five units in both offense and defense on DVOA from Football Outsiders. They have a very good defense. They just activated Vita Vave with designation to return. So they're adding to that defense right now.
It's good secondary.
Yes.
Really is a good secondary. Antoine Winfield Jr. has had a hell of a year for them. They're good back there. They're multiple weapons, Jeremy, on offense. Their depth of weapons on offense, wide receivers, tight ends, even their backs, if Ronald Jones is healthy. It's a very good team.
Yeah, I mean, if Brady were playing for the Packers, I would say root for that team. But Brady plays for the team with the better defense.
Yeah.
And
are they on some hellacious winning streak, too?
Not
I should double
really.
Check. No, I thought they were on... I got to see what they were out of their
bye. They're good here in the playoffs, but they thought they got pasted by New Orleans relatively late in the season. No, they're on a win streak since their bye.
Yeah, that's what it was. They haven't lost since coming out of their bye. Okay.
Yeah, they lost 3 out of 4 to the
late
Saints,
bye. Yeah.
Rams, and Chiefs. Had a bye.
Yep.
And then I mean, hold on, though. If we're being honest, none of the teams they've beaten are impressive until New Orleans.
Yeah.
It was Minnesota, Atlanta, Detroit, Atlanta, Washington.
Yeah. It's a little bit of Baltimore's closing schedule.
Yeah. You know? There's not a really impressive team there. In fact, Atlanta, right. Detroit, Atlanta, Washington, aren't they without a coach? They're all coaching
teams.
Yeah,
they would have had interim coaches in
those
games.
And the Detroit game, they actually literally didn't have a coach.
Oh, that's right. Was that the COVID game? Yeah.
47-7. So they're rolling, but yeah, it's not like they've had a great degree of difficulty. The Saints was their first tough opponent, and they took care of business.
803-0550 to join us. What has the Bills season meant to you so far? We want to hear from you. Phone lines are open. We got open segments. Would love to get your thoughts in with us this morning here on WGR.
What?
Let's get you a quick update, since I didn't do this earlier, on the NHL standings. Wait for it. Hold on. The NHL standings brought to you by Dash's Markets. Shop the family of finer foods. Dash's Markets. The Sabres won last night, so they are 1-2. In the East Division, the Capitals, 5 points. The Flyers, the Islanders won yesterday, 4 points. The Devils and the Bruins with 3, and then the Rangers and the Sabres and the Penguins all have 2 points. Those are your East Division standings. 3 games into the 56-game schedule. Again, NHL standings update brought to you by Dash's Markets. Shop the family of finer foods. Dash's Markets. And tell us what this season has meant to you so far. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Update from the Chiefs. I'm kind of teasing this in a certain way on purpose. The Chiefs are not worried about Patrick Mahomes' toe, his toe. Andy Reid says he thinks he'll be okay there for the toe part. I think we'll be all right there. So they're waiting for practice reports Wednesday, Thursday, Friday about the concussion protocol, obviously. But the toe, they say, is also fine.
It's interesting, though. I thought, if I'm correct, and we have a Chiefs guest coming up, Carrington Harrison from 610 Sports in Kansas City, coming up at 9:30. If I'm right about this, I'm recalling some of the tweets from the Chiefs media yesterday, because Andy Reid spoke to their media. And I believe they were saying, like, he actually never used the word concussion. He talked about Mahomes being in the protocol, but he never defined it, said it, stated it, or did anything using the concussion word, I believe.
Well, Carrington Harrison, who we have at 9:30, he was the one that I saw initially tweet, it was not a concussion, that it was more of a nerve thing. And that's what a source tells him. Now, you could say, you know, the Chiefs want to protect that, whatever. I do find that believable.
Yeah.
I find it believable. It makes sense. We had somebody text in about, you know, martial arts training, that if you get chopped in a certain spot there, like, yeah, you'll go down. And when you get up, you will be woozy. And I just never think if the way he looked coming off the field, he was never going to go back in that game.
Right.
You know, the question is, well, why didn't he go back in if he was cleared? Because you wouldn't have believed it if he was cleared.
Yeah. Right.
That's how I just feel like it would have been, he cannot go back in there because, and also if it's a nerve/neck nerve injury or any sort of neck nerve contusion, I don't know, I want to use the right medical terms here, but it's just the kind of thing that you would also want to take precautions with, that to make sure that there's not, you know, some sort of short circuit in there. Not that he's like a bionic man or anything, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, hey, I had an idea, by the way. I got to get to next
tease
hour.
It so we, because we're in the next hour already, by the way.
I'm going to seek help from the listeners on the menu for Sunday.
Ooh, smoker.
I got a couple of ideas.
We want to hear from you, listeners. Phone lines are open. Got an open segment. And I'll bring up a couple other things from that first game against Kansas City from some of the stuff I was looking at. But want to hear from all of you. Let us know what the Bills season has meant to all of you so far. We would love to hear about that. 803-0550 to join us. 888-552-550 on WGR.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.